After the shooting that killed 17 people at Stoneman Douglas High School, many of the surviving students have become outspoken advocates of gun control. And observers are crediting their activism with having some change on the discussion on this issue. With me to talk more about this is Neil Howe. He's an author and a historian. He also studies demographics and generations. And Neil, when you see what the survivors have to say and how they're saying it, are you at all surprised by their level of engagement and activism?
Well, no, I mean, I'm not really surprised at, what they're asking for, which is to be protected, sheltered, taken care of. And I think this is something that they know is a high priority among all the adults in their lives, right? Schools, teachers, politicians, especially their parents, that it just seems utterly inconsistent. It's almost cognitive dissonance that no one understands. Broader society that this kind of behavior needs to be banned.
Do you think the fact that they are in many ways so well versed in how to use and how to read social media that they're able to maybe get their message out in ways that are different than previous generations were able to get their messages out?
Yes, that's true. But, you know, Xers and boomers are these days pretty good at social media too. We have a president who's a first-wave boomer who's not bad at social media himself. I think what's more interesting is how well-versed they are at knowing how to handle older people, knowing how to negotiate with them, and knowing how to persuade them. This is a pretty well-socialized generation of young people, and they're pretty good at knowing how to bring their argument in a persuasive way. They're not just going to go scream mindlessly. They're going to have tick sheets, and they're going to have bring facts, and they're going to know how to make the case in a way which is going to persuade lawmakers and the public.
Do you get the sense that this generation views activism differently than prior generations?
No, but I do think it's significant that the activism is of a different nature. And a lot of this has to do with the ultimate agenda of the activism. I mean, think about it. The activism has to do with getting adults to behave and to protect kids, right? So think about what that means if you transplanted that, say, to the late 1960s. When I would argue that youth activism was almost the opposite. I mean, youths were trying to get older people to loosen the rules, to allow young people to take more risks, and ultimately that's what happened. And the argument was that older people maybe themselves should kind of loosen up a little bit, you know, allow a kind of a casual, less rule-bound America. I think what's interesting is that these kids want more rules that will protect them from bad things happening to them. That's not the usual kind of activism we think of when we think of, you know, young people speaking up and speaking truth to power.
There's been a lot written and a lot said about the survivors of the school shooting in Florida and, you know, their level of activism and their willingness to sort of get in the face of politicians and really call for change. I'm wondering how well you think that can be sustained. I mean, it's only been a couple of weeks since the shooting. I mean, is this something that into the, you know, weeks and months to come, you think these students are going to be able to maintain this?
Well, on this particular issue, maybe yes, maybe no. I do believe, though, as a more general proposition, that millennials and perhaps post-millennials as well will ultimately be a political dynamo. And the reason is that for a long time, older generations have kind of tuned out of politics and particularly tuned out of any, you know, major, large civic solutions to our nation's problems. Nature abhors a vacuum. And I think historically, when you've seen that older generations have turned away from government for 20, 30, 40 years, that what happens is that you suddenly get a snap and younger generations begin to move into that void and begin to run for office, begin to vote, and begin to reassume some of the civic habits that older generations let go.
Neil Howe is an author and a historian. He studies demographics and generations.